This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
I'm going to have Shabbos, everyone. As I broadcast this close to midnight on Thursday evening, I didn't get a chance yet to do the Mishnah Yomis. I want to thank Hashem that He's giving me the strength to learn with you these two very difficult Mishnayos. I hope I do it justice. As we are sponsored by the Fisher family, L'Nishmas Basi Bas Robert, Shlom Avraham Alevi, Pearl Bas Ruvain. We learn L'Nishmas Dov Ben Chaim, L'Fush Shalem, Fel Yom Moish Ben Chai, Sar Yaakov Ben Basi Leia. For the schus of Avraham Ben Yom Ben Ishma Malki Hudis and family, by Yol Klugman and family, L'Fush Shalem, Fel Chana Bas Shashabina, Rivka Bas Shir Leia, Hinda Bas Chai Sarah, Yitzhak ben Simon Dusha, Mesh Meir ben Esther Fadl, Meir ben Chai Sara. Also, the Rufu Shalema for Vitaleya Bas Hadassa Bela. They should have a Rufu Shalema, Sech Shar Chil Yisrael. So, in the loom, we know that the warp thread goes from, in certain looms, from a roller on top, and it's spread to the roller on the bottom. If somebody touches, this is even though if the fabric was tameh, but if somebody touches the upper roller or the kovid atachton, the lower roller, which the warp thread goes from the upper roller and it's stretched out to the lower roller, by nirim are the heddles, the shafts. You see, when they do the weaving, they introduce the weft thread the other way, and one shaft picks up the odd threads, 1, 3, 5, 7, 9, and you press the weft thread one way. Then the other shaft picks up the even threads, 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, and you pass the weft thread back. So he touches the harness. Well, by keris is a comb that when they finish doing a introduction of weft thread, the comb presses it into the and tightens it into the warp fabric. If they have the purple thread, it's very expensive, so they would have a thread on top of the purple thread just to protect it. Sometimes they put in the warp another colored piece of fabric, but they decided to remove it. If it's there, but they didn't remove it yet, but they're not going to keep it there, so tahar. Those things are tahar. B'nefesh ha-maseches. Maseches is a tapestry. If somebody touches the weft thread that was introduced into the warp thread, u'bashisih ha-aymid, or the warp thread that's stretched out, or something that was sewn on top of the purple but it was attached, or a fabric sitting in the warp thread that's going to be kept there, then you are tamei. Now this is talking about something else. They had the wool was twisted around a rod. So even if the rod was tummy, but the wool is not attached, or bashvaya, that's also a holder of wool, but it's in a triangular shape, tar. Now, a spindle has a hook on top, and it has a weight on the bottom. So on the geya, bepika, if you touch the weight on the bottom, it's talking about in a case where the spindle is tummy. You touch the weight on the bottom. Actually, pira, if it wasn't untied, so it's still attached, tummy. Shapara, once it's tied, even if the spindle is still stuck in the weight, but it's untied, it's going to be removed, tar. And now we're going to talk about an animal with a plowshare. And we know the animal has a yoke spread over its head across the two animals, and underneath it there was a crossbar underneath their necks, and attached to that was a beam, an avos, and then attached to that was the plowshare. Now the plowshare on the bottom had a metal like blade, and it would break the ground. So if that metal plowshare is tamei, so on the geva oil, if you touch the yoke, or bekatrav and the crossbar under their necks, but ayin is some fabric that's put under the yoke to protect their necks from chafing. Uba avos is the beam that goes from the yoke across their lengthwise of their bodies to reach the plowshare. Afilu b'shas malacha, even while you're working with it, tar, they're not considered to be directly connected to the plowshare, and although the plowshare is tummy, they're not tummy. However, if you touch the cherev is the handle that guides the plowshare. Ubak borech, these are all kinds of borech, is the angled piece that's attached to the blade. Yotzel is the guide that guides the plowshare, tummy. If the blade is tummy, those pieces are tummy. But ayin shel matris, there was a ring of metal that attached the plowshare to the beam that went across the length of the body. Shel matris of metal, but l'chayayin are pieces that go from the yoke straight down to the ground in the front, and they break the ground before the plowshare comes. Uba arayin is a wooden piece that goes horizontally that breaks up the ground more after the plowshare cuts through it. That is tummy. Then if the plowshare is tummy, these pieces are also tummy. It's a very hard mishnayis. We thank you for joining us and wish you a wonderful evening.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.